Deanne Davies, and I am the Director of Early Childhood Outreach for Summit Healthcare.
Tell me about this new app.
It appears that this app was designed with research, and the researchers were able to analyze the frequency of individual cries and screams with over 100 newborn babies. And they claim that they were able to upload these sounds into an online database, which then they created an app from that shows an analysis of babies' cries and helps parents understand why their baby is crying. And whether that's a hunger cry, a sleepy cry, or a pain or wet diaper cry.
And so the app has an accuracy of 92%, they say, which sounds pretty cool. Now tell me, what's your response to this?
I think the most concerning part for me as an infant parent mental health specialist and developmental specialist is that this app is appropriate for babies, it claims, appropriate for babies under 2 weeks of age, and after that it loses accuracy. And in that first 2 weeks of age, we encourage parents to look at the baby's cues prior to the cry, first and foremost. And there are cues that show you that your baby is in distress in the early stages. If parents can respond to their baby in a timely manner prior to the time that the baby screams, optimally that's what's best for a baby, because it teaches baby that my parent, my caregiver, is going to come to me and take care of me when I'm in distress, and I don't have to get into intense stress at the screaming level before they come and support me and help me out. That helps me feel safe. And the more that parents are attuned and in tune to their child at a young age, the better the child is able to then understand they're going to be okay in this world. Someone's going to take care of them.
So now, what a very stretchy example of what I think I'm hearing you say be like a calculator and teaching a kid math. Like, you know, obviously a calculator has uses if you're trying to figure out what 1 bazillion, the radical number of 1,400,000, you get it. But, I mean, if you were to just hand a calculator to a kid and say, what's 1 plus 1, and that's the way they learned math, is there some figuring and some steps that parents are missing because they're relying on a gadget and losing those first 2 weeks of reading cues?
It's a far stretch, but yes, there are some fundamental similarities in that statement that you just gave. And some of the fundamental similarities are that parenting is learned by teaching and by trial and error. And there isn't, unlike math, there isn't a finite answer to all problems. It's trial and error, and parents have to try with their baby, and the baby responds in a way, and it that leads the parent to try a different way. So if we're looking at teaching parents to be parents and babies to be babies, then yes, there's trial and error. So when you give a child a calculator and say add 1 plus 1 and do this, they really don't have to use any chemical responses in their brain. They don't have to have any reward system from their parent. There isn't any reward system on the child's part. So those things are very similar in both of those examples.
And plus, you know, just going into the 1 plus 1 thing, they also don't have the connection. At some point, even my 18-month-old will connect. I mean, she hasn't now, but she's starting to say like 2, and she's starting to, you know, understand what letters are, and each letter has a, you know, different shape and therefore a different name, you know. And she tried to call them all 2s for a while, and then now she's understanding, oh, and we got our big thing where she can magnetize the letters and the numbers up on this big board, and she loves coloring them and whatever not. But my point is, as soon as she draws the connection between 2 things, oh, 1 thing here and 1 thing there, there's like
four lessons. There's a number being learned there. There's an addition being learned there. There's, you know, there's a connection between that. And I don't want to stay on the example, but I'd rather turn the focus to the connection that parents could possibly miss by depending on something other than their own cues during that really, really important time. Especially, this thing says, especially for new parents, this would be more helpful for them. I would think it would be even more harming for them.
Absolutely.
Because in 2 weeks, when the thing stops working, you have to learn some cues that are now, who knows where they're at.
Well, and what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work at all for your child? Because there is not one solution for every time a baby cries for every baby. There just isn't. Right. Babies cry for a number of reasons. What happened with crying because the baby's bored? Babies get bored.
Right.
That's not in this app. So what if your baby's crying for that and it doesn't identify that? So
right.
What you described with your child has layers and layers and layers of meaning and layers of experience that happened prior to your child being able to even begin conceptualizing what 1 + 1 means, and that those plastic magnet letters and numbers have symbolic meaning. You did the work when she was born that told her, you're okay in this world, you're safe in this world, and we are going to be there for you. If you had not been able to do that work in a timely enough manner with her, she would not cognitively be available at 18 months of age to begin grasping those fundamental math concepts.
Well, I got some smart little kids, too. You should see my other one. But anyway, thank
you. Well, you know why? Because you've made meaning out of learning with her, and you've been involved in that. You have a smart little child because they have an engaged, responsive, attuned parent. Apps don't do that for children.
All right. So and I'm blushing, by the way. As a parent, I'm blushing.
But that's my job.
So now that we've spent a lot of negative attention on the downsides of the app, and it didn't really sound like you were that much that way. So I don't want to just push it that way. I'd like to at least ask you: do you see any at least colloquial interesting things? I mean, is it at least like, oh, that's interesting, but you still have some parenting to do type thing, or is this 100% dude, don't let this get in your way?
Don't let this get in your way. Don't look for the quick answer between you and your newborn in the first 2 weeks of life. Relax and enjoy that baby.